Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of education news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. National Museum of Mathematics to host 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The National Museum of Mathematics, MoMath, will host the 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The festival will take place on Saturday, July 12th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., offering engaging exhibits, hands-on activities, mathematical games, and group constructions. Attendees can enjoy new features from Math Midway 2 Go and Editions, the MoMath Shop. The festival will also feature a 120-foot numberline tightrope, interactive exhibits, geometric sculpture builds, juggling demonstrations, robotics activities, and more. Guests can enter a raffle to win a free MoMath family membership. The event highlights the role of mathematics in our everyday lives and promises something for all ages.
Former U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin of Maryland donates his political papers to Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin of Maryland has donated his political papers to Johns Hopkins University's Sheridan Libraries and University Museums. The collection spans nearly 60 years of Cardin's career, including his time in the Maryland House of Delegates, the U.S. House of Representatives, and his three terms as a U.S. Senator. The majority of the materials focus on his Senate career from 2007 to 2024. Cardin, 81, emphasized the importance of understanding history and civic engagement, especially for young people. The collection covers a wide range of topics, from healthcare and environmental protection to foreign relations and the COVID-19 pandemic. This valuable donation will provide researchers and students with insight into Cardin's legislative work and contributions to American politics.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.